Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
That's right. Welcome back, everyone. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast, episode number 121.
All right.
I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
And this is the end of the year.
Yep, we do this, well, every year. This is our
third
year in end podcast.
Our so long to 2007.
Good riddance.
We'll do a little year in review here. And,
that's right.
Along with some other brand new news from this week.
That's right. We're going to kick off with that latest news. Some good stuff we got to talk about. Got some freebies, like a freebie Camaro Z20.com gift to cover if you missed it. Do a year in review, and at the very end, please stay tuned, because we're going to dedicate this episode to one of the members on the board that we kind of just discovered. So, without further ado, how was your Christmas, my friend?
It was pretty good.
Yeah?
Not too bad.
What'd you get?
I got Guitar Hero 3.
Cool, I can have my copy back.
Yeah, yeah. You know, some gift cards, and
yep.
I got this drag racing alarm clock. You know, it's got the Christmas tree on it. I don't have it down here.
No, it's not down here?
No, I'll show it to you one.
Right.
Yeah, some miscellaneous things, you know. I got this kick-ass picture here.
Oh, that looks good. Whoever gave you that knew what you like.
What is that? What is that one called?
That's the Camaro concept sketch.
Number two.
From ChevyMall.com.
Right.
Limited edition of only 250, I might add.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, because I got the same thing from you. Do we know what we like?
See, we're like that, you know. First 1 year, it's bumper nuts. The next year, it's Camaro pictures. I don't know. Who knows?
yeah, and of course, we got our, you know, our 1/6 scale RC.
My God, that thing's huge!
RC Camaro concept.
Oh, my God.
The funny thing is that, you know, you and I talked about this, but what our listeners don't know is that Walmart had a special for one day only where this 1/6 scale Jada Toys RC remote control Camaro concept was on sale from like $80 to $35. This is 1/6 scale. Yeah. Well, I sent it to Chris through instant message. I'm like, hey, you know, we should get a couple of these for us just to, you know, mess around with since they're so cheap. Chris didn't realize that it's 1/6 scale. He thought it was like a regular 1/24 scale little RC car. So he orders a couple, three of them, and they show up in these gigantic boxes.
Gigantic.
The box is literally almost 3 feet long each, right?
Yeah, the FedEx guy was kind of pissed.
And you didn't know how and you didn't know how big they were until he showed up on your doorstep.
Yeah, my wife calls me at work and goes, whatever you ordered, it's here. I go, what do you mean? Well, the FedEx driver pulled up, backed into the driveway, and pulls out this gigantic box at the door. And I go, oh, my goodness, what did he buy? And he goes, I don't know, but he ordered three of them.
and you were like, yeah, I guess we can buy it. Because you didn't know the significance of the size of this giant.
It's huge!
You know, if I had a little more power, I think I could sit on top of it and drive myself around with it.
It's pretty cool.
It's massive.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was pretty funny. I'm glad we got those for ourselves for Christmas there.
Yeah.
I got a couple miscellaneous things. Some CSS books that I need for reference and some clothes and gift cards and crap like that.
Oh, okay.
So I hope everybody else out there had a wonderful Christmas, and we're leading into hopefully a wonderful new year.
Absolutely, 2008 just around the corner here.
So, but let's before we get into that, all that garb, let's talk about the latest news.
Yeah, we finally got some new news this week too.
Yeah, well, one's a little sort of newsworthy, and the other one is very newsworthy. The first one is kind of a follow up to our the leaked pictures that happened we talked about before. Well, apparently now there's some tightened security there.
No kidding.
At the plant where they're specifically mentioning that no cameras are allowed anywhere near
Gee,
where.
Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah, so that tells you that things are still happening on the inside.
Yeah.
I thought that was just kind of a nifty follow-up.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, you know, whoever screwed up should get fired and they're wrecking our surprise.
Probably already shit-canned.
That's right. The other one is, as per usual, in the 2010 general discussion, a very astute member who named 91TPI, who works for a dealership as a painter in the body shop, was looking up a color today and saw that the Camaro was listed for the 09 production year, 2010 model year. And he looked up the vehicle, and sure enough, there's a list of colors for the 09 production year
what
Camaro.
Do you know?
That's right. And let's talk about them.
Sure.
Now, before we get into this, I tried to convey this in the post, too, that this by no means should be considered a final list.
Right, or official.
Or a complete list either.
Right.
But it's got the paint codes and everything, so I got to assume it's at least a start. First one, Red Jewel Metallic. I got to say, it's got to be like the push car.
Red Jewel. That's the same color I have on my Trailblazer.
Is that the same one?
Same color. Then Red Jewel tint coat.
Well, that's a good color. That's a good color. That's the thing is everybody's like, well, what's this look like? What's that look like? And so they're trying to compare with other GM cars and even other Ford
Red
cars.
Jewel will look very good on a Camaro.
I think it'll look like the push car, right? The push concept?
Similar, yeah.
Yeah. Imperial Blue Metallic. I got to think that's like a royal.
Yeah, I believe they already have this color on the Impala. It's that, cool. That dark blue color. Yeah.
Cool. Ink Slate Metallic.
Ooh, now this could be interesting.
I'm thinking like a very deep blue-gray.
Yeah, more gray than blue.
Right, but with a hint, that's where the slate comes in. Yeah. Hey, listen, let's get Mocha Bronze Metallic.
Okay, now this one, it just sounds totally gay. I don't know.
I don't know, though. It could be like a burnt orange, like a GTO bronze, but darker. That wouldn't be so bad.
Next.
Let's leave what I believe the most kick-ass one for last.
Okay.
What do you say? Okay, we'll skip that one. Next is Aqua Blue Metallic. Everybody says it's going to look like crap. I think it's going to look awesome because I posted a picture of what I thought it looked like.
Yeah.
You guys got to go check out this thread.
I think you're pretty right on.
That's the color I mentioned a long time ago. I called it baby blue metallic, actually. That's going to be cool if that's right. And then, of course,
black. That's my color there.
And then what I think is probably going to be my color, dark tarnished silver metallic, as long as it's not too brown. If it's just like a dark metallic, like a dark black metallic silver type thing.
Yeah.
Victory red. Always had a victory red on the Camaros, at least in the fourth gens, right, Chris?
Yeah.
Sweet. And then yellow.
Butternut?
Doubtful. I'm going to assume it's more leaning towards the Bumblebee yellow, but no way in hell could they replicate that without a $2,000 or $3,000 surcharge.
Right.
And of course, getting back to the most kick-ass named color of the decade, Switchblade Silver Metallic.
Hmm.
Now, I just realized something saying that out loud.
What's that?
Isn't there like a stereotype of a Trans Am owner that has a switchblade
in
their
back pocket?
In their back pocket or something like that? That was a bad idea. It still sounds kick-ass. I got to assume that's going to be like the concept, like a bright silver.
Yeah. Well, at least they didn't come out with something like, you know, mullet green or something like that, you know?
Or cheap beer yellow.
Yeah.
Or 1965 trailer park mint.
I don't know, but I think it's interesting that these colors have come out. So obviously things are getting put in the system.
Mm-hmm. Things are being preferenced.
So, you know, it's coming along. It's coming along.
Switchblade silver.
Yeah. I can't wait to see all these colors.
Whoever named that one, even if the color sucks, whoever named the color, they were on the money on that one. That's just too cool. So that's the news. You're going to be black for sure, even though...
I think so. Of course, I'm going to have to see all these colors in person, but I've been black for, since 2002.
I thought you were Caucasian.
Was my last black.
I thought you were Caucasian.
Colors of the car.
That was stupid. All right. The thing that I noticed that makes me think that it's by no means a complete list is there's no white, no green, and no orange. The green and orange, I can kind of understand. They had a hard time with the Hugger Orange on the 99 sticking to the material, but no white.
Yeah.
Come on. So.
No Arctic White.
Arctic White. No, you know, no Purple Pearl Metallic like in the 93s.
Yeah, yeah.
Blue-green Chameleon Metallic like in the 95s. Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thank God for that. They were cool then. So, hey, now's your chance to start thinking about the colors. Or thinking.
Yeah. What color do you want on your fifth gen?
I'm gonna go with a dark gray.
Dark gray?
Dark silver type thing, and if I have to, just a regular silver. I don't think I'm gonna go to a black car as my third Camaro. Okay. Just
Well, you never know.
I got a thing for silver these days, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, my wife's car is silver, now my Trailblazer is silver, my previous daily driver was silver. I just like the color.
Okay.
Good. I don't know though. I mean, I'd like you said, I'd have to see him.
Yeah.
I'd really have to see him.
What about all you out there? What color do you want for your Camaro?
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be on the list either. You can make up your own color for all we care. But we like to hear what you think about these
Absolutely,
colors
yeah.
or the made-up color, you know, Jupiter purple or whatever.
Yeah.
So, hey, here's how to do it.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
That's right. It's just that easy.
Yeah, I kind of like to hear what people have to say about this one.
Yeah.
So,
hey, why don't you tell us about what you put up on the board this week.
Oh, the Christmas gift to all?
Yeah.
Well, sort of. As Chris posted in the lounge, the message board portion of our website turned 10 years old on Christmas Eve.
10 years old. Holy cow.
Making the site almost 12. It'll be 12.
Well, 96.
No,
the site officially started when the domain. Right. 97 is when the message board came online.
So, to celebrate that, the incredible growth of our 2010 Camaro forums, which pretty much solidified our plans to be the premier 2010 and beyond Camaro website out there. There are none higher. There never was. and just as a cool gift, I made a very, very cool and 100% free Camaro concept screensaver. It's got 101 images of the Camaro concept, 50 of the coupe, 50 of the convertible, and one of the Bumblebee.
Yep. I've scrolled through them all.
Yeah. They all look good?
They look spectacular.
It's just something I made just for something cool to do, and it's 100% free. No spyware, no adware. Just download and install it if you want. It's about 9 megs, so... You
know. Does it work with Vista?
Yeah. Yeah, because I have a Vista machine. I actually built it on a Vista machine.
Okay.
So there shouldn't be any problems as far as I know. It's you know, any Windows machine that can run a screensaver is pretty much good to go.
Okay.
Especially, you know, unless it's, like, older than dirt. So anyway, just head to the very first forum on the board, the site news and announcements forum.
Yep, you can download it right from there.
Well, site news and updates, announcements, or both, whatever it's called. It's right there. It's free download. It's free install. It's all free. There's no strings attached, and we just want you guys to be happy. And there's some whip-ass pictures in there, too.
Yeah.
We also are wrapping up our promotion, our Christmas sale on premium memberships.
50% off.
$6 for a year. I mean, shoot, you got to have that kind of change in your sofa.
Yeah, we only got a couple more days left on this, so hurry up and get in on it.
Ends on the 31st, and I'll probably just kind of close it maybe the night of the 31st, because I got a drunken beer bash going on at my house at that point. So get in on that. Just click the link to the left that says become a premium member. It's really easy. All you need is a PayPal account and an account on the board, of course.
Yep.
So, all right, enough of that crap. Let's get on with the year in review.
Wow, 2007.
That's right.
A lot of stuff happened in 2007.
Yeah.
Going back through all of our previous podcast episodes.
I'm actually looking at the list now.
It's fun.
Yeah.
To reminisce.
Yeah. And anybody can listen to our previous podcast. They're all still available for download.
Oh, God, yes.
Just check the podcast forum on the board.
You can go on the podcast forum. You can go on iTunes. Or if you go directly to cz28com.blogspot.com, you get them all listed there. You can go by month, too.
Very cool. Started off with the convertible. This year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's when it was released this year at the auto show.
That led right there at the GM Style event was officially.
Oh, kick-ass
time.
We
were there bumping elbows with the celebrities.
Yep.
We started giving away some serious iPods. We wrapped up giving away iPods.
Yes, we wrapped up giving away the iPods. We gave away more iPods.
Six of them?
Six, yeah.
Six iPods.
Yeah, we've given away a ton, like I think over 10 so far.
Speaking of iPods, Chris, do you have a quick message for anybody who listens to this show on their iPod?
Yeah. If you're using iTunes, which is, if you're using an iPod, you're definitely using and subscribe to our podcast. Do us a favor and go ahead and rate the podcast. I don't know how many of you guys are actually using iTunes. I posted a poll in the podcast section, and we've gotten a couple of responses from that. So if you can take a look at that and give us a shout on the list there.
Cool. I'm just looking at the thread title, CamaroZ28.com into hizzle nizzle, because the Camaro concept showed up in that rap video.
Remember that?
Yeah, I'm trying not to. I'm kind of glad everybody forgot about that. Nitto Tire kind of got involved with us a little bit because they're planning on, well, we believe they're planning on doing something special for the Camaro.
Yes.
And we kind of like Nitto and their marketing group. We've been doing a lot of discussions with them, so I expect to see some cool things out of them in the future.
Absolutely.
On the site. What else we got here? Chris, you looking at what I'm looking at here?
Yeah, I'm looking at a bus
here.
Here
we go. The weather sucked. Dealer horror stories we talked about. The diecast car. This is the first diecast. Yeah, that was so fun to do. It was cool to design it and produce it and see it come to life and see here everybody's telling me how cool they like it and how fun it is to cheap $10 toy, but it's something to hold on to until the Camaro comes out. It went so well that I got a series planned. Number two is going to be start shipping any day now.
Yeah.
As soon as I get them in there going out.
Camaro Clinic?
Yeah, the clinic. Oh, yeah. How can I forget the clinic?
Yeah.
I got to drive the convertible. I think I'm one of the few just enthusiasts, like people that are outside of Motor Trend or GM that has driven both both concepts, and I love both of them.
We had our two-part interview with
Micah Jones.
Micah.
That was very cool.
The Camaro concept interior designer.
He's a cool guy. We should get him, see if we can get him back in here, yeah. Or anybody else for that matter. Transformers.
Oh, yeah. That was a big one this summer.
Yeah.
You know? Yep, the movie was released and Bumblebee, and that really brought the Camaro concept to the forefront once again this summer.
I think that's going to do it good again on the sequel. I'm really hoping so.
And then it's making the show circuits all over the country, you know, if it's not damaged.
Yeah, saving the world, as Scott puts it. We had our CamaroZ20.com summit.
Yes. Great time this summer.
Oh, man, I met some cool friends, even people that I hate on the board. I really like them a lot in person, like you, Pentatonic. Good guy, man. Very good guy. Maybe we'll do it again at the Indie Bash.
Yeah.
That'd be very cool.
Yeah.
We gave away a Nitrous Express kit, courtesy of Nitrous Express, of course. That was fun. We really love giving stuff away.
Oh, heck yeah.
What else we got here? Oh, boy. We had our 100th episode this year of the podcast.
Yeah, 2 years of podcasting.
And then the Camaro Mule gets spotted. And then the B-pillar thing comes into play, and then, oh, boy. Man, the last several, like the last 5 months of this year just went by so fast.
It was just a blur.
You know, we talk about fuel economy. We had Thanksgiving, and now we got...
I had the interview with the Suncoast.
Yeah, cool guy. Yeah. Haven't heard much from him since then. We should give him a shout and see what's going on. And then, of course, leading up to the current thing, the spy pictures that once again were leaked and had Chevrolet just pretty much just
sick. In a tizzy.
Yeah, that's the word. Yeah, I was going to use bat shit, but or ape shit, because they were a little bit of both. But yeah, tizzy is better. Then we got sick.
Who got sick?
And here we are, man. Episode, what are we here?
121.
Oh, man.
121 episodes.
Wow. I wonder if there's anybody listening that's listened to all of them. Like, how
every single one from 1 to 121?
Oh, if you're the guy, just call us and let us know. We want to know.
Yeah, maybe 1 week we'll do podcast trivia. How about that? From episode 1 through 121, we'll do trivia. We'll find something to give away. Oh, I don't know, keychain or Nitrous Express kit or iPod or something like that.
Set of Nitto tires. Or,
yeah, we'll do some trivia
or a 3-foot.
And if you
RC
haven't
Camaro
listened to, episode 1 all the way through 121,
you better start.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll do that like a spring or summer contest. Yeah. What do you think? Something like that.
Yeah.
Or maybe like an episode 150 celebration type. Yeah. Maybe we'll do that.
Make sure you know what bumper nuts is.
And maybe even this very podcast will be in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not only what bumper nuts are, but what color did we give each other?
Oh, God. Good times.
Yeah. You know what? We really love doing this. Chris, I'm glad we started doing this 121 weeks ago.
Yeah. We got a much better setup now.
And to be perfectly honest, and not to be kind of loopy sounding here, but I don't care if there's 4 people or 400 listening. This is just fun.
Yeah.
You know, it gives us yet one more way to reach out to our member base and all our friends on the board that it's just another way to do it. That's a little more personal. We get to have a little more fun with it and get to sound like big shots.
Yeah.
We'll keep doing it. No question about it. So we got to probably get out of here.
Yeah.
Chris, we run out of time? All right. We do want to talk about something real quick that was kind of brought to our attention. I just stumbled across it. A member of the board who joined in December of 2006, correct?
Yep.
A year ago to this month. His name is Custom 95, and I never really noticed him on the board, but he's posting, talking about taking his very first steps because he had an unfortunate mishap a few months ago where he became paralyzed.
Yeah. He dove into a pool.
Yeah.
Broke a couple vertebrae in his neck.
And that's got to be tough, man, to...
Tough, yeah. And he's been through a couple surgeries and looks like he's on the path to recovery. He made a few steps, posted some pictures, and we wish him all the best.
Absolutely, because what drew my attention to it was the guy's spirit. You know, he wasn't, woe is me, I want to kill myself and die, because that's what I'd say.
Right.
I'd want to put a bullet in my head.
He sounded incredibly positive.
Yeah, almost like, hey,
very upbeat.
Hey, it's the way things go. I'll just keep on moving. And I think maybe we all need to do that in the year moving forward. We've had a lot of ups and downs with the economy, with the auto market, with the Camaro concept moving into production, with the leaked pictures, people getting the wrong idea. I think maybe this would be the year to have a little bit more of upbeat attitude and see where it gets us.
Yeah.
So without further ado and without further sermon, or soapbox rant. Thanks, everybody.
And Happy New Year.
You got it.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Hey, listen, let's get Mocha Bronze Metallic.